2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 17. Day 1 and Day 2. Outline. Roman number 1. 2 Corinthians 4:1-7 shows us that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the image of God and the treasure. Capital A. The image of God refers to Christ as our outward expression, whereas the treasure refers to Christ as our inward content. Capital B. We should bear Christ as the image of God without, and we should have Christ as the treasure within. Capital C. We need to enter into the rich and full enjoyment of Christ. Capital D. According to Hebrews 1:3, Christ is the effulgence of God's glory, that is, He is the expression of the image of God. Capital E. Christ as the image of God is the declaration, the expression, of God. He declares God and expresses God. Capital F. Colossians 1:15 speaks of Christ as the image of the invisible God. The image here is not a physical form but an expression of God's being in all His attributes and virtues. Capital G. Our mind needs to be renewed to such an extent that we have a clear view of Christ as the image of God. Roman number 2. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul speaks of the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Capital A. In this verse, Paul also informs us that the God of this age, the ruler of this world, has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers. Number 1. The God of this age is Satan, the ruler of the present age, who dominates today's world and hunts for people's worship by blinding their mind and thoughts. Number 2. All people today, whether primitive or highly cultured, have been blinded by the God of this age. Number 3. We need to pray, Lord, I trust in you to defeat the God of this age. Apart from you, I do not worship anyone or anything. Number 4. If we pray in this way, the divine light will shine, and we will receive revelation. Number 5. If we drop our concepts and turn our heart to the Lord, the veils will be taken away, and the God of this age will have no ground in our being. Capital B. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of His glory that illuminates and shines forth. Capital C. God is invisible, but Christ, the Son of God's love, who is the effulgence of the glory of God and the impress of His substance, is His image, expressing what He is. Capital D. The image of God in Colossians 1:15 refers to the expression of God and the fullness of God, that is, Christ Himself. Capital E. The expression the image of the invisible God implies that although God Himself is invisible, His image is visible. Capital F. The invisible God has a visible image, and this image is Christ. Number 1. John 1:18 says, No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Number 2. Although God is invisible, He is expressed by a living person, that is, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the end of today's outline.